Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you fucking guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time and 9 to 10 p.m. on the East Coast. So check us out every Wednesday. Like I said, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We are also syndicated on a lot of fucking places, but I'm on vacation right now and don't have the proper notebook to tell you exactly where you can find us. I'll tell you the ones I can remember. iHeartRadio, we're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Deezer, Spotify, anywhere you can think of as far as radio is concerned, on Podbean. We're everywhere. Just check us out. Just type in Jenny's Real Talk on the Blog in your Google search field and you'll find us. We're everywhere. This show is being produced and paid for by those wonderful people at Get Real Global Entertainment, LLC. I don't know who they are, but I love the fact that they pay for our show. Oh, yeah, wait, that's me. Anyway, we also manage a lot of really wonderful bands out there. Check out some of our bands like Mortis the Devil's Reject. And the Mortis Doll Dancers featuring Lillian Sin, Voodoo Kitten, and Cinder. Check out Potty Mouth. Check out Fallen Fury. We have a lot of bands. We have Black Sabbatha, which is a female-fronted Black Sabbath tribute. They just did a show at the Whiskey A Go-Go on Sunday and at the Doll Hut on Saturday in Anaheim. Check them out. We have a lot of other great bands. Like I said, Fallen Fury from up in San Luis Obispo. And check out Cleaver, C-L-E-A-V-E-R, Cleaver from Santiago, Chile. Another amazing band. We have lots of people for you to check out. Go to our Facebook page and Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. We have a lot more information there about everything that we do. And I am your host, Jennifer Muse, and we are Jenny and the Muse, and he's around somewhere. but I'm on vacation here in good old Maine right now. We're way on the 3,000 miles of the diagonal distance from from L.A., so we're about as far northeast as pretty much as you can get for the United States, of course. So if you don't know where Maine is, check it out on a geography map. It's a wonderful thing to learn about science and geography. Anyway, we're here in Maine on vacation. We're just kicking it with the family earlier today and this whole like next couple of weeks. But today we have a special guest on our show. We have Jason Hill.
Hey, Jenny, how are you today?
Good. How are you, Jason?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. This is way cool.
Hell yeah! We wanted to feature some of our main radio personalities on our show to show how radio is pretty much the same across the country, but just a little different in different regions. And depending on the show or the format for the station as to what kind of music they play. And I know you play a few different things on different stations that you work with and or for or manage. I know you're the GM of some places, and I know you have your own radio show now as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm the general manager of a station called Classic Country 94.7 Kix FM, which the call letters are WBCQ FM. And at the same time, I also work WBCU Shortwave. I wear many hats where I work, and I'm actually fortunate enough to be able to work in radio and get paid by radio and make a living by radio. I'm not making a living by FM radio, but I am making a little money on the side from FM radio. So even today, that's pretty fortunate for today. I also manage a station in our cluster with the call letters of WXME, originally an AM station on AM 780 in our neck of the woods. It also, both of our stations reach Canada, by the way, New Brunswick, Western New Brunswick. And WXME, maybe about a year ago, year and a half ago, we applied for an FM translator license, and we got one from the FCC. So they gave us 250 watts on 98.3 FM. So WXME, we branded it as 98.3 WXME for a couple of reasons, but the main reason was it features two formats, which is really neat. During the week, it features a news talk format. And on the weekends and at night and on the weekends, it features a mainstream rock format. And I'm trying to lean it towards, as far as the rock, active and mainstream rock. And in our neck of the woods, we have a couple stations to the south of us, WTOS, which I'm sure you've heard of, and of course, Stephen King's WKIT. What I'm trying to do is kind of be a mix of both of those stations and really grab your Generation Xers along with the baby boomer rockers. And so far, it's gotten a lot of great feedback. We were struck by lightning recently in a freak storm that went through our area. So we've had to fix a lot of little things, and hopefully that'll come to an end pretty soon. But our transmitter for 98.3 needs to be fixed, and it's not off the air, but it needs to be fixed. So we've sent it away to be fixed. But 98.3, you can look it up. You can listen online too, by the way. We don't have a website, but we do have a Facebook page, WXME. So WXME is WXME or 98.3 WXME on Facebook. And the country station, that's on 94.7 FM. That plays classic country music. And we're talking really old classic country, Patsy Cline, you know, some of the John Denver tunes that you might remember. Waylon Jennings, of course, any song by Willie. And we have an interesting mix here. And along with these two FMs, we have a handful of shortwave stations. And so we do a lot here at WBCQ and WXME. And it's who knows who may be listening out there, especially on the shortwave. But I do have a one-hour show, as you had mentioned, called Rockwave. And it airs twice a weekend on 98.3, or once a weekend on 98.3. And what's a weekend on the shortwave on 6160, and it airs on Friday night. So it has a real weekend feel of a show. And, you know, I grew up listening to a lot of Rick D's, so I think of some of the Rick D's is coming out in me. But it's a cool show. Now, get this, Jenny. I thought of this idea after WAAF decided to sell their station to, I think it was K-Love.
Right.
And, you know, you should have heard the sign off. The sign off was so dramatic. And, you know, I feel these people's pain, what they went through, no longer being employed by this particular company. I really, really felt their pain. So, you know, I'm thinking to myself, rock, is it just me or is rock dying on the FM airwaves? You know, why can't we just let's keep it alive? You know, it seems like in our neck of the woods, and I can't speak for all areas, But it seems like in our neck of the woods, the rock stations are either all classic rock, you know, the Doors followed by AC/DC, or nothing at all. And we really need something in our area that plays everything. You know, the new, the old, the mainstream rock, the old, you know, the 90s grunge that people love, the Nirvana, the Pearl Jam. We want to play it all. So that's what we're doing on WXME. And so far, we've had some positive feedback about WXME.
So I'm building my radio station, my online radio station right now.
Well, good for you.
Hopefully, it'll be launched within the next few months.
Good for you.
If you want to put your show on there also.
Oh, that would be awesome. Yeah.
You could be a radio DJ on there and have a 2-3 hour show, whatever you want, and just play what you want. You know what I mean?
Like, that would be a lot of fun. Launch, just, yeah, that would be a lot of fun. Yep. Yep. Yeah, I'm sure your audience would enjoy Rockwave, actually.
Greg Koster is going to have a show on there too, because he can't play what he wants to play because of the station he works for.
Yeah. That's how it is in radio these days. And I feel his pain. I really do. And good for you for offering that to him. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I want people to feel the freedom to play what they want. Like LA Talk Radio gives me that freedom that, I can't play play Slipknot or whatever. No, we're not licensed for that. But I can play the music of whatever artist is on my show that day. Mm-hmm. And it could be a rapper. It could be a metal band. It could be a country singer. It could be anything because it's what I choose to be.
Right.
So feel free to have fun with it. If you want to have a 1 hour country show and then you want to turn around and have a 1 hour rock show, I don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. It's what makes you happy. It's more about that. You know what? The music that you love to play and that you want to showcase. It could be anything. It could be an unsigned artist. It could be, you know, stuff that's played already, whatever you do. You know, I want you guys to have that freedom.
Yeah. Well, that would be great. And, it almost seems like that concept is forbidden, or why is it that the radio stations don't give jocks freedom? It's always something that's puzzled me. You say, okay, we're a rock format, follow a rock format, play what you want. And you know, they used to do that, I believe, in the early days of WBCN in Boston. They used to do that, and then I don't know, I think I've heard jocks talk about it throughout the years of, oh, then they came up with this stupid rotation system that we had to follow, and then all of a sudden the personality of the jock sort of disappeared. Yeah. And it was very sad. So very few stations on the FM dial these days allow DJs to pick out the music that they want. And
yeah, it's already predetermined what's going to play, and it just gets rotated throughout the day. Like, and you know, it's just depressing.
Having one song play every 4 hours, it gets annoying. And, you know, there's so much more music out there that could be good. You know, my thoughts are, my philosophy is, if the song is any good, play it. I don't care if it charted. I don't care. Maybe it did, maybe it didn't. But is the song good? If it's good, we'll play it. If it sucks, we're not going to play it. That's what we're doing on WXME. And it's very random. We have a playlist set to random, and these are all handpicked songs that, you know, it might have been released, it might not have been released. And some of these songs maybe we're not supposed to play on the radio, but we are anyway. And I'll tell you, people love it. I've had so much good feedback, especially on the country station, you know, there's nothing like it. And let's switch gears and talk about country fans for a second. The country fans like a variety of country. You know, they like to hear Reba, but they also want to hear Reba next to a Waylon Jennings. And, you know, then they want to hear a Patsy Cline and then a George Jones and then maybe Garth Brooks. And now we've, for a couple of years now, we've played bluegrass mixed in with the country. And we don't play anything new. We stop it right around the 2000s. We don't play a whole lot of 2000s, but there is some 2000s music in there. But we play a lot of 90s and 80s music on that channel. We play the Judds. I'm trying to think of some of the others we play. Martina McBride. And if you're a country fan, Kix FM is you got to hear it. And recently our stream went down because we were upgrading our server, and we got phone calls and emails and texts, and they're like, "Where's the station? I can't listen." So that just shows you how many people love to listen to the station. And it's only a 6,000 watt station, and I've been getting, you know, such good feedback on what we're doing, and all we're doing is we're putting in anything that was any good by an artist. For example, I've got a 4-CD set of Waylon Jennings, and it's all in there. And there's probably more Waylon Jennings out there that we could play, but this includes all of his big stuff. So it's like, all right, well, let's play, you know, let's not play the top 5 songs by Waylon Jennings. Let's play everything by Waylon Jennings.
Right,
yeah. And that's what we're doing with Willie. That's what we're doing with Patsy Cline, George Jones. And this is working. It's working very, very well. And why bigger stations don't do this, I don't know. They're very stuck on, well, this song has to be tested. And it's like, well, that tested song, I've heard about 10 million friggin' times. And I'm tired of hearing that tested song 10 million times. Can't you play something different? And but, you know, the big corporate conglomerates controlling radio these days, they just don't see it that way. And that's fine, because, you know, we independent stations and broadcasters, we like it that way. We like having our own personality. You know, we like having the freedom of, okay, yeah, I want to play this, and I'm picking it out, and guess what? The audience likes it. What a concept. concept.
I'm doing fully open format.
Yeah, that works. almost like a time brokered type of format. Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm sure, you know, if I was to put Rockwave on there, I'm sure any rockers out there would definitely dig it. I'm producing this week's show right now, right before I called. I started producing this week's show, and all I did was I just went down into my basement and I grabbed a box of CDs and I brought them upstairs, and I'm like, this looks good. Why don't we play this? And you know, it's everything from Metallica to the Stones to Weezer. Oh, yeah. And I think I found some old Alice Cooper and Melissa Etheridge and Soundgarden and stuff like that. But it's a cool show, and if you're into a station that plays every type of rock out there, Rockwave, I think you'll enjoy it.
We have that out. We have that out in LA. It's called Jack FM.
Yeah, sure.
Jack in the Box, but you know, it's Jack FM, and yeah. It's owned by another radio station that's like more alternative.
Sure,
you know, it's like alternative. So like this one, it plays like anything you could think of. Like one minute it's playing Heart and Fleetwood Mac, and then it's playing Slipknot, and sure, then it's AC/DC, and then it's playing Janis Joplin, then it's playing, it's all over the place. But I love that because I get to hear so many different things in the course of an hour. It's not like it's the same damn crap over and over again.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
mix, and it's all the stuff, because I love many different genres of rock music. It's not just like the 90s or just the 80s. It's like I like a good mixture of everything.
Yeah,
like they'll all of a sudden Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue will pop on, you know what I mean, and then the next song they're playing Nirvana, you know. Yeah, it's just, I love it.
Yeah, I like that too, and that's exactly what I'm going for. Is sort of a Jack FM rock format.
Styles. LA, like, that's a huge station for them. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you got something like that, like, I know we you don't got as big of a population out here necessarily, but it's online radio, right? So it could be heard anywhere, a lot of it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's great.
Yeah. And it was such a fun idea to put together. And you know, I took my time putting the ideas in the show together. I didn't put a deadline on it. I said, okay, when I'm done and I feel ready, I'm going to start. And it's coming out actually better than I intended. So that's cool. I do use a music bed for the most part behind my voice. I started out not using it, but I do have a small music bed that I use. And the show flows very well. And I think what I might start doing in the near future is having the shortwave version be one solid hour of the show, nonstop music, and then have the FM version of the show where you have segments. So you might have a segment of five songs and then four songs and then three and then two to fit in the commercial breaks. I haven't been doing that, but I'm thinking, you know, I just make an FM version of the show, and it'd be a little bit more work, but it's, you know, it's fun work. It's like building your own house and making it the way you want it.
Right. That's good though.
Yeah. I've had a lot of fun with it, and, who knows? Maybe somebody out there will sponsor it. But the shortwavers love it, because a lot of what you hear on shortwave these days, well, especially right now, you're hearing a lot of politics, but you're also hearing a lot of religious stuff. A lot of people preaching the Bible, Pastor so and so, and Pastor so and so. Brother, whoever, with their show, and there's a lot of religion and talk radio on shortwave. But when a music show comes on of any genre, the shortwavers love it. It's like, oh, it's something other than politics and preaching. You know, this is cool. Like when you put an entertainment show on shortwave, people really gravitate towards it. Doesn't matter what you do. Right. It's all about it. It's really all about fun and the content that you put out there.
That's an awesome idea that you had. I like that. This was a shortwave radio. I mean, not many people would think about doing something like that.
Well, now this is with newer technology, and I just found out about this in the past few months. Shortwave radio can now be heard online. There's something called SDR, which means software defined radio. And there's one website that you can go to that gives you links to SDRs all over the world. For example, if you want to tune in to an SDR in Japan, you would just click on the link that says Japan, and then voila, you're in Japan. And then you can scroll around the dial there, and it's the AM band and the shortwave bands. So you can listen to an AM station in Japan or wherever.
That's great.
So you could scroll around and see what it sounds like. And they've got them. They're like I said, they are worldwide. So you can listen to our stations on these SDRs. So it used to be the only way to listen to a shortwave station was to get a shortwave radio, in the 90s and the 2000s. But I'd have to double check. I think it was the Chinese that came out with the idea of software-defined radio, but I'm not sure. But anyway, it's a really cool invention, because most people these days have access to the internet, whether it's on your phone or it's at home.
Yeah.
Or at work. So you would just go to this site, click on whatever link you want to listen to, and tune in to AM or shortwave. And I noticed a couple weeks ago that when I went into a particular SDR, but I think it was AM 650, somebody was listening to AM 650 out of Nashville, Tennessee. So I start listening to that, and lo and behold, it was WSM, the Grand Ole Opry station. I said, wow. And it wasn't in, it was, I can't remember where it was. I think it was Indiana or Ohio or something. And I just kept on listening, and I said, wow, this is the station in Nashville. So SDRs do not pick up FM. They only pick up AM and shortwave. But if you know of a particular frequency, if you know of a station that's on a particular frequency, you can go to an SDR and then type in the frequency and then hit enter, and it will go right to that frequency. And you'll either hear it or you don't, but it gives you a cool little map of the signals that you can see. And I'll show it to you sometime, but yeah, SDRs or software defined radio, it is the coolest thing that I can see lately. And I could spend hours just playing with SDRs online, but of course you got to get away from your computer once in a while, but in my leisure time, SDRs is it's a funny. Yeah, definitely. And you know, if somebody out there listening right now wants to check it out, let me see. Okay, Kiwi SDR signal. Let me, I could give out the website here. It's rx.link.anel.net/snr.html. And if you go to that site, you're going to get a boatload of links to various parts of the world where you can listen to SDRs. So, yeah, it was a very cool thing that we discovered. So, yeah, I'm a little bit of, you know, I'm a little bit of FM. I wear many hats, so it's kind of exciting to be able to tell your audience about that.
Hell yeah. That's awesome that you can do all that. How long have you been in radio? How long have you been doing this?
I started in radio. I was about 14 or 15. I was a freshman in high school. And the very first day, actually, I am working for the very first station that I started working for in the 1990s.
Oh, wow.
And I think I started in 1994. Yeah, it was around 1994, and I really didn't know how radio stations were operated. I knew that a lot of stations were playing their music from CD, but I just didn't know how it was all done. So to walk into a radio station for the very first time and to see, you know, reel-to-reel tapes going automatically, I was like, are you kidding me? Where are the CDs? And you know, they explained to me how that at the time it was kind of a Frankenstein automation system. Of course, these days everything is on computer. But in the early 90s, it was right before music was on hard drive. It was, computers were just coming out to run radio stations at the time, but it was very expensive to do it that way. In fact, what a lot of stations were doing is they were bringing in a computer to control the CDs that were playing. They'd have DOS-based programs that would fire CDs at certain times. And as time went on, as hard drives got bigger and bigger, we discovered ways to store music on hard drive. So automation systems started going in the direction of music on hard drive. And I know the Holton station started out with a automation system called Scott Studios. And they still have it now, but the name has changed. It's called Wide Orbits now. So it's definitely much better now. But originally, Scott Studios was a DOS-based system. And in the early version of it, you could tell it was a DOS program. These days, there's all kinds of programs out there for automation systems. But what we use at our cluster, we use a program called Zera Radio. and it works very well. And we actually use that for all of our stations. There's a free version that we use that works very, very well. Every once in a while, you got to restart it and restart the computer, but you know, that's like once a month, maybe. Okay. And there's a paid version of Zero Radio you can use, but you can schedule liners with it, IDs, commercials, ESAs. You can schedule anything you want to schedule with Zero Radio. You can tell it to have what's called a hard event, or you can tell it to have a a soft event, or in other words, it waits for the last song to finish before it goes on to whatever. A floating event. Thank you. But that's what we do. And my coworker Tom discovered Zero Radio, probably 7 or 8 years ago. And one of his friends told him about it. And then when we discovered Zero Radio, we discovered that we could build an automation system for free. All these radio stations out there are paying, you know, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 for a brand new automation system, and ours is free. well, there is the $200 version of the program if you really want to get it. But, for those of you listening and your radio heads out there, Zero Radio works pretty well. These days with remote software, now I can log into the radio station from home or wherever I happen to be at that time with a laptop or a desktop computer, or an iPad for that matter. But, radio has changed so much over the past 20 years. And now streaming is a big thing too. And now that, you know, social media is just a monstrosity, we can promote stations with social media and stream them. And it's almost as if maybe you don't need an FM signal anymore. You know, maybe you could get away with just being a regular internet station without having an FM transmitter. You know, I don't know if I'd recommend that to existing stations, but, you know, the concept is out there.
Yeah, but LA Talk Radio doesn't.
Yeah, right, exactly. And you know, you don't have to worry about censorship, or I would imagine.
Exactly. We don't have FCC regulations, so it's just easier. So I can drop an F-bomb if I want to.
Yeah, yeah. And your audience probably just doesn't care, you know.
They don't.
They've heard the word before. They know.
They already know what to expect when they tune in to see me. So that's the whole point.
Yeah. And you know what? Honestly, your audience, I'm guessing that the kids are not listening.
Not usually, no.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's an audience.
Teenagers, but that's about it. Like most of our listeners are over the age of 20, you know.
Yeah. But something interesting I learned recently about shortwave is shortwave stations, I didn't know until I asked, but shortwave stations do not require public files. FM and AMs do, but shortwave stations don't, which is very interesting. And of course, like online stations wouldn't. Can if you want to, but I wouldn't. I wouldn't. But yeah, that's kind of what makes shortwave very unique. But and also, shortwave is international. It does reach places where people might not have an internet connection, like a camp. They may not have cell reception, but they listen to shortwave. And so shortwave definitely has advantages.
Right. I can see that. Like, I like that you did that. Like, almost nobody has thought of that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, the original shortwave that went up in our cluster was WBCQ, and the original frequency was on 7415. And it's my understanding that 7415 was an old pirate frequency. A lot of the pirates used to get on 7415 and transmit and talk free speech and whatnot. But we were eventually told by the FCC, hey, you got to move off this frequency. because we need it. Well, apparently 74.15 was a very good frequency. So we moved 74.15 to 74.90. So WBCQ, if you're into shortwave or you know what it is, ham radio, so forth, it's on 74.90. And my show is on 61.60 on Friday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern.
Awesome. Hell yeah. So it'll be on a couple of days.
Yep. I'm working on it right now, actually.
Nice. So you said every Friday night at 11 off, or this time, Eastern time.
Yeah, 11 Eastern time. Yep. It's sort of a get ready for the weekend type of show. You know, if you're partying on a Friday night, you know, 11 o'clock Eastern, a lot of people are stuck at that time. They're tipping back the brewski or they're partying, whatever, by the campfire. Yeah, Rockwave would definitely be good in the background. And then on Saturday, it plays on the FM at 11 a.m. So when you're out and about in your car, grocery shopping, whatever, you can tune in and hear my show then as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's the idea. It's like I wanted to put it in weekend prime time, so I chose the 11 o'clock slot. And so far, I've heard people say good things about it, so that's cool.
That's good. Do you have any idea of like your listeners, like your numbers or anything? Or
not quite yet. What we do know is on the country station, has scored very well in the ratings. Almost 2 years ago, we were number two in the market, according to the Arbitron, now Nielsen ratings, which I was quite surprised. I mean, I knew we were doing well, but to score number two was like, whoa, we did really well. But that's, you know, we wanted to see how we did in the ratings. And currently we don't subscribe anymore to the Nielsen ratings book because in our area, we feel that we don't need the book to sell. In other areas, it helps quite a bit.
Yeah.
But in our neck of the woods, everybody knows everybody. Everybody knows all the radio stations. Everybody knows all the jocks.
Right.
You know, to have a radio jock, you know, show up at your convenience store to, you know, to buy a soda, it happens all the time. You know, it wasn't like, you know, you're living in Boston and then all of a sudden Rocco comes in and, you know, he buys a bag of potato chips and you're like, oh, that's Rocco. No way. You know, up here, it's like everybody knows everybody.
Yeah, right. Sometimes it feels nice to be important, so.
Well, it's cool that you're in Maine, and of course you have family in Maine. You grew up in Houlton, and so Houlton is, well, to me it's a big town, but as I explain it to the world, it's a small town. But I grew up in a really, really small town. Houlton was quite big compared to where I grew up.
You're like what, Monticello?
Well, I grew up over in Shin Pond, which is a part of Mount Chase, which is a part of a small town in northern Maine called Patton. And Patton probably had about 2,000 people the last time we counted.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. It's an area that a lot of people go through to go to Baxter State Park through the northern entrance. Either they're coming out the northern entrance or they're going in the northern entrance. The big thing now is the National Monument that is right next to Baxter State Park.
Okay.
And you've heard of Burt's Bees lip balm.
Oh, yeah.
Roxanne Quimby founded Burt's Bees lip balm. And Roxanne Quimby was the one that purchased the land outside of Baxter State Park. And a few years ago, they turned it into a national monument. It's not a national park, but it's like a step under. So it's like a national park, but it's a national monument. And a lot of people didn't know what a monument was. So they're thinking, well, where's the monument? And they're thinking of, where's the statue?
Yeah.
It's like, no, yeah. it's a piece of land, and it's beautiful. It's Katahdin Woods and Waters National Monument. So if anybody out there is listening to this and you want to go to a beautiful place, go to the Katahdin Woods and Waters National Monument. But right in that area is where I grew up. So I was definitely a woods boy for sure.
But you went to Holton High?
No, I didn't. I had friends at Holton High School.
Okay. I went to school with my sister Heidi, so I was kind of confused.
Well, what happened was one of my friends from Holton introduced me to her right around the time when her son was just a baby.
When Johnny was small.
Yeah, he wasn't even walking yet at that point.
Oh, okay. Oh, Jesus, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so late 90s, probably early 2000s.
Yeah, she just moved back to Holton from Fort Worth, Texas, yeah.
Sure, yeah. And, but no, I went to a school called Katahdin High School.
Oh, I know.
I graduated with 50 kids, a very small school. Everybody knew everybody.
Better for us in Holton. My graduating class was 89 students. Class in 1991 was 89 students. So ours wasn't much better than yours, and we're supposed to be.
Yeah, although the way we kind of looked at Holton was, boy, there's a lot more people in Holton than over here. But lots of times we would play, basketball and so forth, we were different classes in the sports.
Yeah, but we had all these kids bust in from local areas, like Monticello and Linnaeus and whatever. There's a bunch of little smaller towns, and the kids would be bussed in from there, and
you know what I mean.
It wasn't like Holton itself had a shit ton of kids. It was just not very many kids in each grade, maybe like 100 kids in each grade or some shit.
Yeah,
it's small.
Well, one thing I thought was great about Holton High School is the music program and the musicals, the entertainment that these kids were cranking out was amazing. I don't know. Do you remember South Pacific or do you remember Fiddler on the Roof?
Oh, yeah. I went to see all those at the Holton High School. And I was in band, so I was in the orchestra band and the marching band. And then we played all the basketball games. So I was very busy.
Yeah. It's a great school. It really is. And I believe there's the Holton Alumni Association. If you went to Holton High School, I think you can join that.
Probably part of it or some shit, whatever. sorry.
Well, that's our area. That's where we're from.
I didn't even come home for either of my high school reunions. My 30-year anniversary will be next year.
Yeah.
And I might come home for that, but it depends on when they have it, because I'm definitely coming home for my daughter's graduation. But she graduates from some little town in Sebattis, Maine.
I had a friend that used to live there. Yep.
Yeah, so she lives out here. Like, I'm down in Lewiston right now, so... Anyway, I'm in Lewiston. Yes.
Lewiston, Auburn. Yes.
Yeah, L.A. of Maine.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So there was some local station down there that got purchased by a local dude. I don't know. I can't remember. I don't remember the frequency or format, but yeah, it was a station in the Lewiston, Auburn area that got purchased, I think.
Oh, okay. We had a lot of great stations. It was a WTOS, but they had another one. It was like 106.7. What was that? There was some other one. It had like these big radio personalities on here. It's been so long since I've been here. The Bone. Yeah. The Bone. Yeah, was that?
Yeah. There's, again, this is way south of us.
106.7. 106.7. The Bone. You know what I mean? And it had like these, like, radio personalities. I used to listen to them all the time. I don't remember their names now, but they were pretty funny and they played really good music. So, I mean, when we go out to LA, it's the same damn thing. We have out there, it's Heidi and Frank on KLOS, you know what I mean? 95.5 FM. So, like, they play a lot of classic rock and hard rock and, you know, all the good stuff. And then, but they talk, their whole show is just a talk show, but it's hilarious. They do all kinds of crazy shit on that show. I just can't stop laughing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just nuts. The stuff they do.
Well, one guy told me once when I was working in the little micro market of Bangor, one of the guys I worked with, he eventually ended up going to Canada. And very successful in Canada. But he said, you know, if you can do prank phone calls, you can dominate the market.
Oh, yeah. People laugh at the dumbest fucking shit, dude.
Yeah.
People play. These people do the craziest shit. I remember radio station had these, this one, like, he was a producer Joe or some shit.
Yeah. And
Joe would have to do all these crazy stunts, like, they tell him to go into an elevator filled with people and then set off a ping pong ball. Set up the ping pong ball guns. You shoot it in the elevator. I thought people were going to beat his ass.
Oh, yeah. You just never know with radio people, right?
He shoots up the fucking gun and he goes, ping, 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 all over.
I was down in Florida once listening to it. I think it was an alternative station down in Sarasota. And they were promoting a bar and they had a guy in a bear suit, you know, walking around asking for hugs, saying, oh, I'm so and so from W whatever, and will you give me a hug? it was just funny stuff, you know. We need more of that up here in Maine.
I know, that's what I'm saying. That's why I thought maybe you could do something funny with your show. Do something fun. Like, just be crazy. All right. Well, we got to end the show here in the next 2 minutes. So tell everybody again where they can find you and where they can find your stations and everything so they can listen to you.
Okay. So WXME does not have a website yet, but 98.3 WXME on Facebook. You can listen live by the link that I recently posted. The country station, if you are a classic country listener, if you're a diehard Waylon Jennings fan, you want to go to Classic Country 94.7 Kix FM. That's the name of the station. You can listen online, and the website is kixfm.com. You can listen right at the website. So just go to kixfm.com, kixxfm.com, and you'll see us there. You can drop us a line there as well.
So that's the best way to get for them to get a hold of you. Like, if they want to make a request, if they want to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a really easy way. You can go through the website. You can call me directly if you want. Many people like to message me on Facebook. Jason Hill on Facebook, or also Rockwave has a Facebook page, relatively new. So give Rockwave a like on Facebook.
Awesome. All right. Thank you so much. This is Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio. We have been talking to Jason Hill, radio personality. Next week from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 to check us out. Next week, we'll be interviewing WHOU 100.1 FM in Holton's personality, Greg Koster. So join us next week from Maine. Bye. Till then.
Thank you so much, Jenny.
Thank you, Jason.
We'll see you Saturday.
All right. Love you all. Bye. Jenny and the Muse, check us out.
Yeah. You're listening to Ginny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.